Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, and big issue.
My name's Ron Heap.
Hey,
I'm 69 years old. I should be 70 in September.
Don't be shy. Give us a try.
Worked all my life. I did 22 years in the forces. Come out of the forces not having a clue what I was going to do. Went to be a driving instructor.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, loved it. Loved every minute of it. Went to renew my instructor's licence, which you have to do every 4 years. My eyesight has deteriorated quite a lot, and I couldn't read the registration number at the required distance, so they took my instructor's licence off me, and my world just fell apart. I'd had 50 years where I'd gone to work every day in the army and as a driving instructor. Once I lost that structure, everything just went...
People tend to think that it's a big jump to end up, from having a home to being homeless.
It's not.
So how did it happen?
It just creeps up on you. It literally just creeps up on you. When me and my wife parted, I went and lived in a flat. Then all of a sudden you think, hang on a minute, what's going on here? I'm not earning any money, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm not doing anything, I'm just drinking myself silly. And I was quite lucky I could just turn it off and stop. I didn't pay the rent, so the landlord kicked you out. And then you're homeless.
And then what happened? Where did you go?
You rough it, all right? You learn very quickly, being on the streets, where it's safe and where it's not. I slept under the Savoy. I could always find somewhere dry to sleep. Yes, it's rough. You know, you're 69 years old and it's -1 in the morning. It's bloody cold, all right? You know what I mean? There's no two ways about it. It's cold. But that's the circumstances I was in. I accepted it and got on with it.
So how long were you sleeping rough for?
About 18 months.
So how did you get out of the situation?
Becky, basically. I sell the big issue outside the crypt in St Martin's Lane. Becky works for Connections. One day she comes past and says to me, "Here, Ron, you don't know anybody that's homeless." And I didn't have time to think. And I said, "Yes, I am." And she nearly fell over. She went, "What?" I went, "I'm homeless." And for weeks she said to me, "Come in and see me, come in and see me." And I go, "Yeah, yeah, I'll come in tomorrow, I'll come in tomorrow, I'll come in tomorrow." Just didn't go in, didn't go anywhere near it. Because I didn't want the help.
Why didn't you want the help?
Because I've always relied on myself. I didn't want help from anybody. And in the end, she literally grabbed hold of me and dragged me into the office, sat me down and said, "Right, what's your situation?" Give her all the information. She said, "Right." And then when I went to Sean...
Who was Sean?
The magician.
Why do you call him the magician?
Because he worked magic for me. All right, do you know what I mean? He really did. He got me my travel card. I get a pension now each week. He helped me open a bank account so I can get my pension paid in and things like that. And Becky got me the hostel in Catford Bridge where I am now. It's not big, but it's comfortable, it's nice, it's warm and it's quiet.
And you have a room of your own?
You've got a room of your own. And I'm quite happy there. You know what I mean? And the Connections have been brilliant to me. I can't praise them enough. They give me a really big leg up to having a nice, comfortable life that I've got now compared to what I had when I was sleeping rough. Do you know what I mean? I can pay my bills. I can feed myself. You know, I can have a shower when I want to have a shower. You know, which when you're sleeping out on the road, you can't.
Morning, sir. Cheers, all the best.
They were a good friend when I needed one. When I needed somebody to talk to, they were there to talk to me.
Give us a try.
When I needed help with the paperwork, they were there to help. I couldn't have got out the hole without them.